This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It is your show. You take control. We're kicking off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's
here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have live streams there, a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them totally free. You go and get them. freetalklive.com. You should also know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, 888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. You might find this interesting now, which I have decided to throw my hat into the ring.
You're again, electing?
Well, for the Free State Project Board of Directors.
That is interesting.
There is an opening. And so,
you know, there's nothing in this world that you feel more passionately about than the Free State Project.
My show. I feel far more passionately about
that's
Free Talk Live. 800-259, just figured I'd share that with you. 800-259-5791, so we'll see what happens. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Marie from somewhere. Marie in the United Kingdom. Marie, you're on Free Talk Live. You've just been very patient. She was on hold so long. It's not a she. It's Marie the male. Excuse me. Am I even pronouncing it right, Marie? Please correct me.
I'm pronouncing it right.
Okay, well, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I am a drug dealer.
Okay. Is that right?
I am a swinger.
You're a drug dealing swinger?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you're calling from the United Kingdom?
No, I'm calling from UK, Texas.
Ah, and so what's on your mind tonight, Marie?
Well, I heard you talking to Blake, or Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce, from the MPP.
And I thought you were completely wrong.
Who, me or Bruce?
Both of you.
Well, what's right?
I think marijuana should be available for children.
Do you sell to children?
I do.
Why is that? A lot of people would be angry at you for that, you know?
Well, because it can't hurt them.
I don't know about that. It is smoke, right? I mean, if you smoke it, it could hurt you, couldn't it?
Well, not if you do it not often.
So you sell it to kids so long as they don't do it very often?
You only sell it to them once.
I want to spin a Kool-Aid.
All right, see you later, 800-259-5791.
That's the way. I love it when the board ops are, like, hanging right over the button, because you know when they're going to go.
Yes, good board op. Very good. 800-259-5791. Let's talk to Brett. Brett from Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Brett, what's up?
Not too much. I just finished my homework in American government, and thought I'd look in my book. I remember you guys were talking a while ago about that quote about informal amendments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I found that one in my book, too.
Really?
I'll read this little paragraph to you right here.
This is outrageous, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. It says, "There's much in the Constitution that cannot be seen with the naked eye. Much has been put there, not by formal amendment, but informal amendment, the process by which many changes have been made to the Constitution that have not led to changes in the document's written words. These informal amendments are the result of the day-to-day, year-to-year experiences of government under the Constitution."
You know, it's outrageous, but it's sort of an explanation of what's happened. Like, this is a way to explain it to kids who might
be
upset.
It's sort of brainwashing.
It's sick. That's wrong.
The young impressionable high school students might be upset when they see that the government looks nothing like the document that they're reading here. So this is a way
to
explain it.
You sound like you're an editor of the actual book trying to cover for their socialist tendencies. Did you mention that to your teacher? I'm just curious.
I haven't had a chance to talk to him about it. I mean, the semester just started, and I don't know necessarily his political views, but
I'm interested to know. I'm interested to have you bring that up to him and see what he says about it.
Well, I definitely will. And we actually did an interesting activity on the first day where he gave us a set of issues and we got to decide. You know, of course, it placed us in either conservative or liberal, but it was, you know, we were deciding on different issues. And
where'd you
like
end
that
up?
I actually ended up in the conservative side because there were six questions about the economy, and four were about more of, I don't know what you'd call it.
Like here's what I would do. It was a waste of your time. Here's what I would do if I was you, Brett. I would go to the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org, and I would go and download the world's smallest political quiz. Print it out.
I actually have already done that.
Did you bring it into class and bring it to the teacher?
I have the class tomorrow. The teacher about it tomorrow.
That is excellent. See if you can tell him that this is a it's a far better quiz, and see if you can get that distributed around the classroom. Now that would be a real success for you.
One thing that I did notice though was in the questions that he gave us about the economy and stuff. In the more pro-freedom side, all the terms he was using was, free market forces and
that's
stuff
good.
Like that.
You might actually encourage him. He might have never seen the world's smallest political quiz before. I know the Advocates for Self-Government is doing outreach to teachers. They're advertising the quiz, for instance, in teachers' publications. There's a good chance this guy's never seen it before. And you know what? You introducing it to him, if he's open-minded enough, it might actually make it so he adopts that as the quiz that he gives his kids on his next class. The next time that there's the first day of class, he might give out the world's smallest political quiz. Let us know what happens, man.
All right, man.
Thanks for your time, as always. 800-259-5791. That's so exciting, isn't it, man? Which having young people that are in this movement, in the pro-liberty movement, actually going in and influencing their friends and their classmates and spreading the word of liberty around
most
their
of them,
schools?
Most of them just are sickened by the political process as they see it.
Right.
And once they find libertarianism, which is just growing by leaps and bounds.
It's a breath of fresh air.
Generation X and younger.
This is Generation Y.
Yeah, I guess he is.
Yeah.
I'm
the end of Generation X. I'm like Generation X bordering on Generation Y, and I'm 25.
Wow.
Anybody younger than me, Generation Y.
I guess you would be right.
Yeah.
I'm getting older than I can imagine.
It is exciting, though.
Yes, it's exciting getting older.
Young people.
Yeah, it's exciting. People are getting excited about it.
Hey, 800-259-5791. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Chris. What's on your mind?
Not much. This is kind of an update of a story that we've called in before.
Okay.
You might remember we got pulled over in Virginia for having air fresheners from our mirror.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Obstructing your view.
And you had a little bit of marijuana on you as well.
That we did.
And you had to go through a bunch of hassles with the Virginia court system, and what happened? They put you on probation?
Yeah, it was just, bureaucratic fun land, They didn't, tell us about probation when he sentenced us, the judge. He's just like, you have first offender status, and being naive kids, we really didn't know what that meant, So we're just like, okay, we'll go on our way, pay the fine, do 24 hours of community service, no big deal. And, we start getting letters in the mail about probation, and we're freaking out,
The judge told you something different than what your actual sentence was, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And so what happened? You've served it at this point, or what's going on?
Well, I just got a call from my probation officer 2 days ago, and she said that I just had to send in my community service hours, the paper that confirmed that I did them. And
well, send them here. I'll sign it for you.
Hey, you know what? I'd be real careful with that because
we're waiting for a reply, full closure on everything.
Right. Yeah, when a bureaucrat picks up the phone, you already know this by now, obviously, from your experience with the judge. What one bureaucrat says doesn't necessarily have anything to do with reality. So if a bureaucrat calls you up and says, oh, yeah, we're no longer going to send you property taxes anymore, wait till you get the notice on paper before you actually make any changes in your life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Anything else on your mind, Chris?
That was pretty much it.
Thanks for the update. Glad you're not in jail, man. Thanks. 800-259-5791 to Keith in Tennessee. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
A member of Generation Y here.
You are, okay.
Okay, so I have more Free State Project-related news, I guess, besides your exciting announcement that you're running for board.
Well, I don't know how exciting that is, but it's interesting.
I'm floored.
Well, there's a new, basically, recruitment drive in January,
right?
And basically for everyone that joins the Free State Project in January, this is really big news. Actually, the Free State Project Tennessee local group is doing it.
Yeah?
And
what's happening? You got about 10
every
seconds.
Every single member that joins I don't have enough time.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll summarize it for you then. You had enough time. You're donating $10 for every new member to the Free State Project, and the Free State Project is matching it. It's pretty
cool.
That's
why you're a generation.
More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It is toll-free. You can take control of the show. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We'd love to have your vote. Vote.freetalklive.com is the place to go. It's a very quick process. Takes you less than a minute's time. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com, and your votes will help keep us in the top five podcasts in the world. Right now, I think we're currently ranked at number 3, man. Which, so we need your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. In fact, we need you to go tell your friends about
the show. We were 1 earlier today.
We were 1 earlier? Well, maybe it was me, because I thought I looked and I saw that we were number 3. Maybe it's been a tight competition, and thanks to those of you that have voted so far this month. If you've yet to go, it's a once-a-month thing. Vote. freetalklive.com. We got calls all over the place, so we need to get to them. Let's go to Tim in New Jersey. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
What's up, Saudi?
What's up, Tim?
Yo, what's this Free State Project about, Saudi?
Everybody's doing their accents tonight.
Yeah, it's barely
no
accent.
Accent, Saudi.
All right. What is it about? It's about people moving for liberty. How's that sound?
Why you
gotta
be going to New Hampshire, Saudi?
When are we going?
Why?
Because we want more liberty. We want to seek out more freedom.
You can't get liberty in New York, Saudi?
No way. Are you in New York?
I'm in New Jersey,
you're in New
Saudi.
Jersey. Well, you know what it's like then.
I'm
you
by
know
the
about
Hudson River, Saudi.
Are you a cop?
I ain't a cop, Saudi.
All right. Get out of here. See you later. 800-259-5791. That wasn't going to go anywhere good.
No. Well, the shorty part was... It was funny. It was great.
It was funny the second
time.
That's
how long it needed to be.
Yeah. Shorty was funny the second time. 800-259-5791. Let's talk.
We're number one on the list, by the way.
Really? Are we? That's awesome. Well, we need to stay number one. So if you've yet to vote. Yeah, if you've yet to, like, probably a 5-vote margin or something like that. If you've yet to vote, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Walt, somebody who's real in Kansas City, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, well, good evening, gentlemen. I don't know. I don't
good
know
evening,
how to follow
Shorty.
All that garbage. I mean, I don't know. Well, I guess it's like the stupidity of the people. It's a deliberate dumbing down of America, you know. I mean, you know.
Yeah, listening
anyway,
to kids today talk, Walt, it's something else, isn't it?
Well, I guess it's like these people wearing their drawers down around their ankles, you know, and thinking that's cool.
Well, I think every generation had its own way of talking and
that's
its own
true.
Way of dressing.
That's true. Although it is kind of silly to wear your pants around your ankles.
Well, and my dad was retired Navy. If I acted like anything other than a young man, I probably wouldn't be talking to you here tonight. Well, he'd have done a Bill Cosby on me. He'd have took me out and made another one just like me. You know, I mean, and I really can't say as I blame him because, you know, this is, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, Walt, what's on your mind?
I heard all this talk about legalizing the drugs and everything, and
right.
I need to say this before I say anything else. I don't believe that anyone should do drugs of any kind.
Do you drink?
Why, of course.
Well, wait a minute. That's a drug.
Well?
Walt, come on now.
Okay.
Do you smoke cigarettes, Walt?
Okay. Yeah.
That's a drug, too.
Okay, well, but now...
Take any prescription medications?
I try to avoid doctors like the plague.
Those people will kill you, I swear.
Do you drink coffee?
Oh, yeah, I drink. Yeah,
we've caught you on three now, Walt.
You
you're a drug user.
Well, okay.
You're an addict.
Well, I wanted to preface what I was going to say with that. You know,
all right.
I think that really we need to legalize drugs,
absolutely.
Decriminalize
well,
them.
Yeah. Decriminalize
all drugs, period, across the board, with the exception of... These doctors and school nurses and teachers and all of this garbage that prescribe Ritalin and Prozac and all of that for the kids. Now, those people there, as soon as they've prescribed it, they need to take them to the nearest tree and hang them.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, that's pretty outrageous. If the parents are involved, I mean, obviously the parents are involved, you can prescribe things, but if the parents don't want the kids to take the drugs, they still don't, you know, they don't have to take the drugs. Would you hang the parents as well for giving their kids those drugs?
Well, you know what? If a father and son go to rob a bank, which one is the less guilty?
I would say that the father is more guilty.
Exactly.
Depending
so
on
I'd
their
say,
ages.
I'd say that the parents then would be more guilty of allowing the kids, allowing the school, allowing the state, city, whatever, to put the kids on the drugs.
Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, as always. 800-259-5791. I don't know about hanging parents or hanging people for giving out prescriptions. I sympathize. I
think he's talking about hanging an effigy.
Oh, no, I don't know, man. Well, it's a pretty tough dude.
Well.
And I got to say, I empathize with his feelings on prescription medications. I'm also like Walt. I do not like to go to the doctor. I don't know about you, man. Which, I mean, are you much of a doctor person?
I believe that when you need medical attention, you should get it.
I think if you have an open wound, yeah, it's a good time to go to the hospital so you can get some immediate attention in that fashion.
If you're feeling faint and there's a tingling in your arm, it's another good time.
Well, I don't think that... I'm not somebody that jumps to conclusions like that. Like, I'll give it time to go away, you know? If it gets worse and worse...
Those are the people, just so you know, those are the people that die of heart attacks.
Is that right?
That's right. They really are. The ones that say, this could go away.
Yeah. It does. Oh, man.
It sure does.
Well, you're right. And heart attacks, when did those start happening, man? 40s, 30s?
well, hopefully, if you're taking care of yourself in your 50s. I mean, some people who are genetically predisposed to them.
If you worry about these things, they're more likely to happen.
Worry certainly doesn't help.
Yeah, you manifest them. Let's go to. Tim's gone. Hey,
the lines are open.
The phones are open, finally.
That's the first time in all night.
Blast of phone calls here. 800-259-5791. All right, man. Let's go into a little email action, shall we?
Wait. You promised the swingers.
Oh, I did promise the swingers. Thank you. We do need to.
Damn emails.
Oh, and I also promised the suicide bomber. Suicide bomber or swingers?
Swingers! Swingers! Oh, here's the swingers.
Well, here's the news out of Orlando from Yahoo.com. Some teenage soccer players and their parents saw more sights than they wanted when they stayed at a hotel where about 200 swingers were having a New Year's party. Paul Camperini brought his wife, seventh-grade daughter, and eighth-grade son from Safety Harbor and said he had to, quote, delicately explain to my Catholic school children that swingers change partners during the evening. So apparently what happened here, Manwich, is that the kids stumbled across...
He couldn't tell them their dancers?
I mean, they were nude.
Oh, I suppose.
The kids apparently stumbled across some sort of, party that was going on. They describe it as a glass atrium into a ballroom where naked people were dancing. They were exposing breasts, thongs, and see-through dresses on women who are not wearing any underwear, said one of the parents.
Breasts? Thongs, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and according to some other parents, apparently some of these sexually adventurous partygoers sometimes flashed their breasts and bare buttocks in front of the children as they sashayed through the hotel atrium. So that's pretty crazy, man. As the kids are waiting in the lobby of the hotel, got swingers walking by flashing their breasts at them.
I don't think it's necessarily right at the kids.
I don't know, man. Who knows? They might have been wasted or something.
You know, like, there was this... my dad and I went a long road trip when I was probably 8, 9, 10, something like that, to Indiana and back. And on that trip, I remember a guy on a Harley Davidson and a girl on a Harley Davidson, and the girl lifted her top. And I was amazed by what I saw. You know, I mean, it was a very, very big deal about what I saw.
What did Dad say to you?
Oh, he supports women showing their breasts to prepubescent boys.
Well, in this case, some of these families are a little bit angry about this, as you might imagine.
I'll bet.
And we want to hear your thoughts on this. Would you be angry if you were in a hotel with your kids and there was some swingers around flashing their breasts and that sort of thing, their buttocks? 800-259-5791. Or would you not care? Would you join in the fun? Personally, I wouldn't. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today. Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and shortwave radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 131.06.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got our auction going on right now at auction.freetalklive.com. I think there's less than a day left on this, man. And last time I looked, it was only at $40, so you could get a banner on our website for pretty cheap at auction.freetalklive.com for an entire month. And we don't care what you promote, and you know, business, organization, favorite band, whatever. Auction.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about the hotel, a hotel in Orlando, which some parents described as the activities going on there, raunchy, despicable, and worse than prostitutes. And what they're talking about is a group of swingers that was having a convention at the hotel. I don't know if call it a convention or an orgy or... I mean, basically, swingers are people that trade partners, right, Manwich?
That's my understanding.
Not that you have much experience with this, but and nor do I, but if there are people who are couples.
There was a club in town that claimed to have been a swingers club,
yeah.
And I used to look at it as I drive by.
That's about all you know.
What the hell is going on in there? I'd like
who
to know,
knows?
But I don't have the guts to find out.
So, yeah, there are a group of people who I think they tend to be couples. I don't know. Are there non-coupled swingers out there?
I'm certain that you do not, as a male, have the you're not welcome without a female.
Yes, but if you're a lady,
you're fine. Everything's fine.
Right.
You have to bring a vagina to be welcome.
Well, these are, for the most part, they're couples that are, for instance, bored. You know, they just get bored with each other, and they decide they want to spice it up by becoming a swinger and going out and just having, I guess, semi-casual sex with people.
A friend of my ex-fiancé's was a swinger, and she used to work with her. And it was, she said that it saved her marriage.
Is that right?
I don't know what it saved it for, precisely. But she said, it saved my marriage.
If you're a swinger and you want to tell us about the lifestyle, or you want to just share some stories, or maybe you used to be a swinger and you're no longer anymore, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-5791. Well, anyway,
it's been a pretty strange night. I don't know if I want to hear from anybody who claims to be a swinger tonight.
Well, I want to hear from somebody who's a swinger. 800-259-5791, or has been fairly close to people who are swingers. But what you have here is a $92 a night hotel where there was some soccer teams there for some sort of a convention, and they were there at the same time as the swinger convention. Some of the kids happened to stumble onto the swingers. Some of the swingers were probably really drunk and were flashing their breasts at the children. And so naturally you've got some families that are a little bit perturbed about this. In fact, one father said, "We thought we were coming to Orlando, not the Las Vegas Strip." Another father said,
that's just proof positive that Vegas is becoming more family-friendly.
Yeah. The guy named Rob from Greenville says, "We're not prudes by any means. We would have liked to have been informed, however, when we checked into the hotel about this, so we could have made other arrangements." Well, if you're not prudes, then why would you want to avoid it? Why would you care?
Well, I don't know. Were the people, I understand, walking through the lobby, perhaps some women were exposing some things that they shouldn't have been exposing.
Yeah.
The whole part about the ballroom and naked dancing going on in the ballroom.
What about it?
Well, how are they seeing that?
Through the glass. Apparently, there was some sort of way that the children were able to peer into some glass.
Well, interested children are going to see a lot of stuff.
Yes.
But, I mean, I don't know if that makes it a crime.
or even
One of the guys complained to hotel management and then complained to an off-duty police officer who was hired by the hotel for that particular New Year's Eve security detail. Apparently, the police officer did nothing to help, and according to a local commander for the Orlando PD, he said the cop didn't see anything illegal. These are people on private property having a private little dance party, and it's if the hotel wants to eject them, then that's the hotel's business, but apparently there's nothing illegal about being nude or flashing your breasts at children, I suppose, in a hotel.
I always wonder when parents...
It certainly seems like gray area.
When people get together, parents, obviously, in this sort of righteous state...
Mm-hmm.
Is things can go back and forth very quickly. People are extraordinarily protective of their children, as they should be. I understand it's most valuable.
When you say go back and forth, you mean like escalating into a conflict?
Escalating into legendary status, perhaps. How many actual breasts were verifiable here? You know?
How many people flashed their breasts?
Right.
Because, I mean, again, it's one thing to be in the atrium or in the special ballroom where the dance was going on. It's another thing to be out in a...
And with the advent of cell phone cameras and all that stuff, you'd think if somebody was really doing something that was...
You could catch them.
...altogether lewd, mm-hmm. you know, perhaps sitting on one of the chairs out in the lobby, you know...
That's
having
not lewd.
...coitus with a cucumber,
yeah.
Something like that. Something really ongoing, you'd have time with, you know, to take a picture.
You would think. But nobody did.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think, I mean, if you're outraged by this, 800-259-5791, I find it tough to care. Hey, you know what? Complain to the hotel, and if the hotel makes a change, then you've won. If the hotel doesn't, go to a different hotel next year. And if the hotel offers you something to make good, I think there's probably some people that would have nothing that they could be offered from the hotel. I mean, the hotel could offer them a week's free stay, and they still would think that their children were permanently damaged by this. And I'm sorry, your kids aren't damaged by that stuff. Most of the son in this case was, what, like 10 years old? And I mean, these kids are 13 and under. Most of them have seen nudie magazines. Most of them have, I don't know about the girls. I mean, do girls get together and they look at nudie magazines together?
I think most girls probably girls naked before they, in nudie magazines before
this
they
is
see
true.
Naked.
This is true.
Just not bad.
But nonetheless, this is not shocking. It's nudity. Let's get over it, okay? I mean, because if people were used to nudity to some extent, then no, but this wouldn't even be an article. This wouldn't be an article.
Well, it's hot. The article's hot, and I get why they, you know, it's the kind of thing people want to read.
Well, this sex related, sure.
Yeah, this is people want to know this stuff. So,
hey, anyway, 800-259-5791 to Torgo in Sarasota. Torgo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
You know, I actually stayed in a hotel in Orlando last weekend, and turns out I was apparently at the wrong damn hotel.
Apparently you were.
Oh, man.
You would have been allowed in. Were you there with your lady friend or no?
No, I wasn't. That's true. Manwich says you have to bring a vagina. Luckily, right. I live with one, so.
What's on your mind, Torgo?
I want to back it up a little bit. You guys were talking about things that would be good reasons to go to a doctor.
Hey, sorry, that lived with one joke. Was that about Johnson? Because you live with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to check.
Way to catch up. So, I wanted to just let it be.
Well, most people don't know that you live with our co-host, Johnson, so I wanted to let everyone else in on the joke that you were just having for me and Manwich.
I see. Well,
okay,
no, it's
doctors.
Been mentioned on the air several times.
Yes, I understand, but not everyone has listened. Anyway, go ahead. Doctors.
Yeah, well, they're all listening Fridays, and we know it. So, I just wanted to make it known that there is never a good time to go to a doctor. Doctors are awful people, and no one should ever go. That's just my own personal opinion. Because I will not go to a doctor. There, I don't care what's wrong with me. I am not going to a doctor. And
I'm aware that you feel this way. I just think that you're going to die young.
Well, see, the thing is.
But what if you're bleeding out of an open wound?
You know, that's fine. What my real problem is, and this is one thing, it's not so much that I won't ever go to a doctor, because I'm saying that I won't, and, you know, I've admitted before that when the moment of truth comes,
yeah.
If I have a fucking chest wound, I'm not a very strong man.
Talk is cheap.
Right. But I don't like the fact that legally they have the right to give me medical care whether I want it or not if I'm unconscious.
Yeah, that's a little disturbing, and I would appreciate the call, Torgo. 800-259-5791.
You might be glad they gave it to you later.
Well, I understand where he's coming from, though. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, you take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. We're nearing, I think, 700 people on there, Manwich.
Yes, we are.
And basically, you can add yourself to our listener map. It's a worldwide thing. You go to map.freetalklive.com, plug in your name, your location, photo if you'd like, even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be plotted with a little pinpoint on our map. People from around the world can click on your pinpoint and see who you are, if you want them to. You don't have to put a real picture up there, but whatever you want. It's cool. Map.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go to the email box for the first time tonight, man.
Okay.
This one from Jonathan says, I'm skeptical how a true libertarian system would work. Your show seems to be focusing on the small issues, but fails to look at the larger problems that would exist within the system. In any political scenario, the side with the most power takes control, just like how frequently you mention the tyranny of the police with them abusing their power. The purpose of the show is to encourage the... The purpose of the show is to encourage the change if the current socialist change of the words are a little off here, man. Which change of the current socialist society into a libertarian society. If this change were to happen, I foresee a major power shift. simply from the central government to those who have the advanced technology to destroy the world, such as nuclear weapons.
the legion of supervillains will arise.
Actually, I think he's a little more concerned about corporations. But let's finish this up.
It's always corporations.
As a free market would exist in this society, I assume companies would have control of the society. In this way, feudalism would once again exist. This may also explain why a free market may not work. The power shift from government to corporations is thus imminent, and I think it is a major issue. Well, first off, Jonathan, you've got a few things wrong. Corporations, number one, are creations of the state. Corporations are legal fictions. They're legal entities. They're imaginary. They are something that people go to the state to get in order to protect themselves from legal consequences. That's all a corporation is. Otherwise, a business is people. A business is individuals offering a product or a service to other people. Now, in the absence of government, in the absence of or a large government being around to control businesses, you could think, I mean, when you say government control of business will go away, it makes it sound like businesses could go out of control, right? It makes it sound like businesses could go crazy and start abusing their customers and killing off their customers and poisoning the water and destroying the environment. But in fact, when you get rid of the government power, businesses can't gain power just because there's like this set amount of power and it just floats over to somewhere else. It doesn't work that way. Businesses can only become big and influential in a free market system if they are voluntarily dealt with. Because without the government involved, businesses can't force you to come through their doors.
Right.
Can you imagine Walmart's putting on a commercial rotation on television saying, Walmart, get here or else. And then there's Walmart death squads wandering around neighborhoods, ordering people into Walmart to do their shopping. I mean, how ludicrous does that sound?
Bending the poor people or the minorities into their will. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
But I understand how the people have been told this. And the fact is, corporations currently, it seems like they're just being held at bay by government. Like, government's just barely able to hold the corporations back. So I get it. But actually, government has given the corporations the power that they have now.
Right.
It only exists by the power that the government has managed to give them. Because the government grants them the power.
And the
government takes your money out of your pocket and subsidizes those corporations.
Only some corporations, though, which is the most insidious part about government control of the economy. If you're a big business owner, like, let's say you own Walmart, and you're a pretty influential dude. I mean, you're rich, you've got one of the biggest corporations in the world. Naturally, government's going to pay attention to what you want. Government's going to talk to you. You're going to be able to send lobbyists to Washington, D.C. and get the laws passed that you want. Now, if you're a local mom-and-pop retailer, how much effect do you think you're going to have on Washington, D.C. politicians?
Crapola.
Yeah, exactly. So what you have in the government-controlled economy is government setting rules for businesses at the behest of the biggest businesses, the behest of those who are in control of the big piece of their industry. They're saying, give us more rules. They're saying, give us more environmental protections.
Right.
Give us more regulations, because mom and pop can't keep up with that stuff.
You don't think that these companies are really being regulated by the politicians, do you? I mean, really? Do you think the politicians are out there just doing the right thing by the American people?
You're out of your mind if you believe that.
Because it's clear to me that the politicians are telling lies. The Republicans have been talking about how they're a small government party for as long as I've been alive. And I thought that was great until they got in charge, and then I was sure they were lying.
Yeah.
Because I don't see a smaller government. I see a bigger one.
Much bigger. Bigger after every single year.
Yeah.
Just gets bigger. In fact, bigger and bigger. He's right, though. Jonathan is correct. He does get this part right, that power always corrupts. No doubt about it. But in a voluntary society, and to have a voluntary society just simply means that there's no coercive government around to tell people what to do and tell people how to live their lives and how to run their businesses. In a voluntary world, when you go in and do a business transaction, when I buy something from you, Manwich, the reason I'm buying it is because you're selling it at a price I'm willing to pay.
Right.
I'm willing to pay that price on a voluntary basis. You did not have to stick a gun in my face to get me to purchase whatever it is that I'm purchasing from you. So I benefit from that transaction.
Right.
Because I'm getting something from you that I wanted at a price that I thought was fair. You are benefiting as well because you're selling something to me that you wanted to get rid of. at a price that you thought was fair. We both come out ahead. When government gets involved, it changes from a win-win situation, as I just described, to either a win-lose, where wealth is transferred to one group away from one another, or just lose-lose, where everybody just loses wealth and the government gets bigger. That's what government does. It makes everything worse. More Free Talk Live coming up, 800-259-5791.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now, 1-800-300-8069.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. Only moments remain here till 10 o'clock Eastern. We can still sneak your call in if you make it. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the AMP program there, amp.freetalklive.com is where you need to go to learn more about that. But in short, it is a voluntary option. We like things to be voluntary with Free Talk Live. Because
I don't see how we can make anything non-voluntary.
It wouldn't really... Well, this kind of ties into Jonathan's email. I mean, how many listeners would we have if we went around from house to house and pointed guns at their, you know, at their heads and said, hey, we need some help paying our bills.
Well,
can you give us some money?
Governments are going to be more effective at pointing guns at people.
No doubt. But nonetheless, they wouldn't really want to listen to us anymore if we did that to them, would they?
No.
So businesses and individuals have to do things on a voluntary basis to get people to come back again and again and again. So we've asked you voluntarily for $3 a month via the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, the $3 a month isn't going to a paycheck for you or I, man, which it's going to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It's going to promote us to more radio stations. It's going to get us more radio affiliates. It's going to get us on more internet connections. And
that's
it's
where
working.
We're gonna be.
It's working already. We're at about $1,000 from our listeners coming in per month, which is awesome. It's fantastic. And if you want to be a part of that, it would be a big help, because that's only about 10% of our goal. When we reach our final goal, man, which we're going to cut back on our commercial time on the show by 25%. Seriously.
That's a big deal.
amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate that. All right, 800-259-5791. News from San Francisco. An airline passenger with the words "suicide bomber" written in his journal was arrested when his plane arrived in San Jose on Wednesday. But apparently, according to the FBI's investigation, the words actually appeared to refer to a band or something like that, some sort of music reference.
It makes me wonder if it was in the guy's journal. How the heck did other people find it? I mean, were they
somebody was
reading
watching
over their shoulders?
Yeah, somebody must have been looking.
He looks dangerous.
Well, now, the FBI spokesbureaucrat said, a male was observed by his fellow passengers as having a journal, and handwritten on the journal were the words "suicide bomber." So, when they say on, it makes it sound like it might be on the outside of the
journal.
It does sound
like
as perhaps as part of decorations. As though... as though somebody who's actually a suicide bomber is going to get on an airplane holding a notebook in his hands that says "suicide bomber" on the outside of it.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know whether I necessarily feel like applying logic to that particular circumstance. I don't know whether I feel like that's the case. I think that
it's clear that the bureaucrats that arrested him didn't apply any logic.
This is almost Darwinism. It calls out the very, very stupid. Don't say suicide bomber. Don't say bomb. Don't say bomb while traveling.
I understand
that. Don't carry anything that
says bomb on
it.
But wouldn't you agree that it's equally as stupid to arrest this guy for this?
No.
You think it was okay to arrest him for this?
Oh, I didn't say. You asked if it was equally stupid.
Okay.
I would say it was somewhat less stupid.
All right. Well,
authorities. The stupid people say bomb somewhere in an airport, near some airline authority, in an airplane. No.
Oh,
stop
also,
saying bomb.
Also, apparently he was clutching a backpack, and he was allegedly acting a little suspiciously.
Well, everyone is clutching a bag of some sort on an airplane. I mean, they call them carry-ons.
So after they arrested him and charged him with being under the influence of drugs or alcohol, they took him off the plane, and I guess they let him go. But it doesn't actually say here that they let him go. So for all I know, he's still in jail.
He's sitting with Jose Padilla in a cell.
Somewhere. Yeah. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And man,
we're done for tonight. See you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Till then, join us online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. See you.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're thinking...